Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Genesis chapter 36 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. These are the family records of Esau, that is Edom. Esau took his wives from the Canaanite women, Ada, daughter of Elon the Hittite, Oholibamah, daughter of Anna, and the granddaughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Basemath, daughter of Ishmael and sister of Nebaioth. Ada bore Eliphaz to Esau, Basemath bore Reuel, and Oholibamah bore Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were Esau's sons who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Esau took his wives, sons, and daughters, and all the people of his household, as well as all of his herds, all of his livestock, and all the property he had acquired in Canaan. He went away to a land from his brother Jacob, for their possessions were too many for them to live together, and because of their herds, the lands where they stayed could not support them. So Esau, that is Edom, lived in the mountains of Seir. These are the family records of Esau, the father of the Edomites in the mountains of Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, son of Esau's wife Ada, and Reuel, son of Esau's wife Basemath. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Getam, and Kenaz. Timnah, a concubine of Esau's son Eliphaz, bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Esau's wife Ada. These are Reuel's sons: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the sons of Esau's wife Basemath. These are the sons of Esau's wife Oholibamah, daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon. She bore Jeush, Jalam, Korah to Edom. These are the chiefs of Edom's sons: the sons of Eliphaz, Esau's firstborn, chiefs Tenan, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Getam, and Amalek. These are the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Ada. These are the sons of Reuel, Esau's sons, chiefs Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Esau's wife, Basemath. These are the sons of Esau's wife, Oholibamah, chiefs Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These are the chiefs of Esau's wife, Oholibamah, daughter of Anah. These are the sons of Esau, that is Edom, and these are their chiefs. These are the sons of Seir the Horite, the inhabitants of the land: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, and Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. These are the chiefs of Horites, the sons of Seir in the land of Edom. The sons of Lotan were Horai and Heman. Timnah was Lotan's sister. These are Shobal's sons: Alvin, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. These are Zibeon's sons, Aiah and Anah. This was Anah who found the hot springs in the wilderness while he was pasturing the donkeys of his father Zibeon. These are the children of Anah: Dishon and Oholibamah, daughter of Anah. These are Dishon's sons: Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Cheran. These are Ezer's sons: Bilhan, Zavan, and Achan. These are Dishon's sons: Uz and Aaron. These are the chiefs of the Horites, chiefs Lotan, Shobal, Zibeah, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. These are the chiefs of the Horites, according to their divisions in the land of Seir. These are the kings who ruled in the land of Edom before any king ruled over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor, ruled in Edom. The name of his city was Dinhabah. While Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozrah, became king in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites became king in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, became the king in his place. He defeated Midian in the field of Moab. In the city of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Semaiah from Maacah became king in his place. When Semaiah died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the Euphrates River became king in his place. When Shaul died, Ben-Hanan, son of Achtor, became king in his place. When Bel-Hanan, son of Achbor, died, Hadar became king in his place. His city was Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezabab. These are the names of Esau's chiefs, according to their families and their localities by their name: chiefs Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinyon, Kenaz, Timon, Mizbar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are Edom's chiefs, according to their settlements in the land they possessed. Esau was a father of the Edomites. Mind if I pray for you? Whew. Lord, thank you so much for sustaining me through that very long list. And Lord, we thank you so much for the Bible that's full of names. And the fact that these folks were named shows me that you know us by name, that you are well acquainted with what we need, with what we worry about, with what we think about, with the stress of the day. You are there. And I just praise you and thank you for my friend who's listening today, who may be needing to know that you see them, that you know their name, and that you are aware of what they're walking through. Lord, thank you that that you are the God who created us, that you wove us together in our mother's wombs, and you have a purpose for each of us. And Lord, I pray for the friend today listening who may feel purposeless, who may feel like they don't know what the reason is that they're on this earth. Lord, would you reveal to them this week something really surprising and something really beautiful of what their purpose is here on earth. Lord, I know that they are going to reach people I will never reach, and I will reach people they won't reach, and we all have unique ministries. And Lord, I just pray that you would reveal those unique ministries to my friend today. Lord, no act in the kingdom is too small. And Lord, I know that you are the God who takes so little and makes so much out of it. In fact, it's the unseen things and the unseen acts that build the kingdom brick by brick. It's not the big splashy things. It's the little pieces of obedience, the little acts of kindness, the small things that we do in the quiet places. And Lord, we want to do that. We want to be faithful to you. Would you just show us today the little pieces of obedience that we can walk into? To really bless your heart and to make you smile. But I know, Lord, it also brings me great joy when I obey you. It helps me so much when I can look back on a day and go, you know what? I heard what God wanted from me and I obeyed him. So Lord, thank you for that. I pre-thank you for that. And as I've prayed this month, you have created those good works for us that we can walk into. And so, Lord, help us just to have the discernment we need to walk into those good works today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. You are Set That Happens. So I'm humbly grateful for you. Thanks so much and have a great day.